You and Me song here on the Tony Horn Radio Show. One Republic to come in a moment. Round about 10:30 on a Sunday, we normally have a little 5-minute topic on something topical. And this week, it seems a long time ago, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday, we came up with this. The Amazon was saying that the Amazon drones will be delivering parcels within a year. And we can see that this is all going to go horribly wrong. So what do you think will be the first problems with Amazon drones? Ivan?
Well, I think there'll be a lot of delayed flights. I mean, you have to make sure the drones aren't in the way of planes landing and taking off, won't you? I mean, I've heard it happen in the past with geese getting caught in the engines. They've got to be careful, haven't they?
Yeah, so are you going to get worse service if you live in the flight path? That's a good problem.
There must be a zone that they can't enter, surely.
Well, yeah, I mean, this must be causing havoc and headaches at the National Traffic Control Centre. How is this all going to work? What happens if you decide that you actually want to buy a drone yourself off Amazon because you can? Does an Amazon drone then deliver the drone to you? In which case, you've got two drones, yeah. So you didn't need to buy the one in the first place. But you can't just order thin air, so you have got to go and order the drone to get the second drone.
Well, they could just open up your drone and send your drone to you.
You'll then get confused that you've got some sort of bog-off. So you order an Amazon drone, and it comes by Amazon drone, and you've got two. You've got to buy one, get one free. It's all very confusing. You're going to know, aren't you, that it's not going to work from the off. It's going to be years. I still can't even get my head around it and picture it. This is going to be a new era of compensation claims, isn't it? You know, what if it lands in the middle of your lawn and takes out a water feature or the turf?
If one crash lands in your lawn,
that's not
do
for you
get you? To keep the goods?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I mean, how can they be so sure? How can they be so sure that this is going to work? Winston, you're on.
Well, I think your delivery will be absolutely covered in bird muck. Whatever is inside the packaging will be absolutely ruined.
The weather! Yeah. I mean...
Yeah, if it's throwing it down.
I mean, how is the packaging going to work? I don't understand this.
What if you order something like a 50-inch TV? A gust of wind, right? It'll just send it flying.
How do you order a 50-inch TV and it arrive by drone? Do drones come in all shapes and sizes? People also order multiple packages, don't they? That's part of the thing when you do Amazon. You know, you order 5 or 6 things in one go when Black Friday comes along.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that there are millions of drones in some sort of warehouse somewhere in Chesterfield waiting to distribute? I don't think so.
You know what else will happen?
What else will happen?
Reports of UFOs will go through the roof.
Yeah, and people... Oh, social media is going to go crazy, isn't it? This is mad. This has not been thought through at all. You know, anybody that works in the delivery trade or the, you know, postal trade, I feel for you because it's going to be hard. I mean, I'm not sure listening to us right now if we sound like lunatics or genius, you know, because I don't understand it. And what are you supposed to do with the drone afterwards? I mean, do you give it back?
I guess it just takes off and flies back.
Does it? No. You can't trust the public to put a drone into airspace and send it back to them, return to sender.
Or what if you don't manage to get your product off it and it goes back with your product?
Oh, crikey, yeah. Is there going to be some sort of depot? Is this going to be the revival of the post office, that you've got to take the drone back to the post office? We're going to have a drone mountain, aren't we? There's going to be so many of them. I don't understand. Surely this is a one-way ticket when the drone comes to you, isn't it? They're never going to get them back. How much do these things cost? It's not going to be worth it. Warren, yes, go on. Talk to me.
I think there'll be such a rush for people wanting to have the novelty of having the drone do a delivery to them that almost everyone will be getting the wrong things delivered. It's bound to happen.
Of course it is, yeah. What about if it physically hits somebody? What if it's coming into...
What about if they hit each other?
This is, honestly, this is going to be bigger than the ice bucket challenge for social media. This is going to be crazy. People posting in videos. Oh, look, it's coming into land now. That's my drone.
Yeah.
Where does it decide to put itself in your garden?
What if you've not got a garden?
What if you live in a flat? Yeah. This is crazy. It's crazy. We need a drone expert on the show. Because quite clearly, in 4 minutes, we've unravelled this one, haven't we? This ain't ever going to work, folks.